individually, but I think collectively they would all appreciate action.
I would agree with that.
So,
well, sure, anybody is going to want, I'm going to say thank you if you give me money.
Yeah.
No doubt on that.
I mean, we're taking a risk with the health department and taking a risk. But it could be a possibility that the funds that come through, like you said, with ARPA, but it's a safer bet being able to use it for health department than anything else.
Yeah, out of any of those entities, I would think the health department would probably be considered highly.
Exactly.
The state has
just
said
guessing.
That. Federal and state have said that all along.
Yeah.
Right. So that's why, I mean, it's a very, there's always risk in everything, but it's a very little risk that they can't be.
So we're not giving them the 15% that they had recommended from the state in the beginning?
Well,
so, no, we're covering their requested, like their cost.
Their request.
Yeah, their reimbursement.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the 15% was not was a number that the state said, hey, or the federal government said,
so
we can give you that.
You go up to 15%.
And not have to even have an audit.
Yeah, but they still had to be eligible expenses.
Right.
Right.
So, and that's why we still require the invoices to come in and to see, like, that it was eligible expenditures, because it was really saying, you know, up to 15%, this federal government wouldn't come back on the county if they deemed their expenses were ineligible.
Yeah, that's what it's between them.
To the health department.
Mm-hmm.
But we are, like, they have a request of about $233,000 that cover through December 31,
right,
that is considered funded.
But again, I've spoken with Lisa and the board, and they both understand.
Mm-hmm. And we've been consistent with all the inquiries that we are working through, you know, the challenge of there's more money requested than available. And so they know that. But, you know,
yes.
Just like I said, a broad statement is, I think the applicants, all the applicants, would appreciate the next step of the process going forward with funding agreements and whatever that percentage.
And I mean, I will say, I would love to be done with this part before we get additional funding.
What did you say?
I would love to be done with the CARES funding and have it expended.
Out with CARE and in
with ARPA. So they're not
well. And
balance,
yes,
so.
It will be.
So,
have we already dispersed the funds for the $250,000 for
small businesses working through it? I think you signed last week the distribution agreements. Week before last, I don't remember now. The distribution agreements and decision notices.
Well, like I said, unless I'm missing something, I'm fine with what we just came up with, what I just came up with. Again, welcome any input, thoughts, and because I know you had a spreadsheet, Sheila. I've not looked at it. I don't know that I've got a copy of it.
Well, the numbers are different. Then that's when we figured on 1,100,000 and something,
yeah,
and we were waiting for the figure that we're going to use there, and I need to put it in. Working with the numbers that she had, we could do as large a percentages as this, but.
But
we've increased it, but
all of the buckets and aren't holding out anything anywhere else. It does allow for a larger percentage to be funded.
Mm-hmm.
And I will state we did all agree on. We agreed on how we were going to do it upstairs. I mean. As far as what was going to go to fully funding certain entities, and
mm-hmm.
you know,
like one, and these aren't numbered. I think they're
five, or
we would
well,
try
five
to
with,
five
with
the changes.
And
we have removed some eligible, like really leaning towards more the PPE, the public health
right.
costs.
Mm-hmm.
So the main thing is finding out how much is left and basing what the amount that's left with the percentages going towards the other entities, which is essentially the schools. Mm-hmm. So 73% is, I guess the question is, are we going to put all the county's money in and all the health department money in? And I'm fine with that. And if you want to reach out to them as well, I mean, that's a sort of you.
Well, no, I think we're on tape here. I can believe you saying that you reached out to Lisa and I know that she's very conservative in the way that she handles this. So then I would be okay on the health department. I'd be assured that that's going to be the one for the next all this year that they're going to be out. The expense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And especially ramping up with the vaccinations and everything that they're doing.
Well, and I think a lot of that, especially their new location and all of that stuff, hopefully has occurred in, you know, March, in the time frame that hopefully it won't, you know, when they finally give us some rules for the ARPA stuff.
Well, and we're already seeing just community-wide and also in other places, supply is now exceeding demand for vaccinations. And there's been notices of, you know, even, but that's, you know, before they get into Tier 3, I guess Tier 3 is here in just a few days, isn't it, where everybody is eligible.
April 9th.
Yeah, everybody's eligible.
So
yeah,
and just, like, throwing out an issue that is arising for especially, like, the health department and the first responder, public safety type entities, obtaining medical grade latex free gloves is becoming an issue. Orders aren't getting filled. They're back ordered. There's a shortage of nitrile.
Are they stuck on that ship?
Maybe.
It's unstuck now.
It's unstuck now. Yeah.
I heard they had part of it unstuck.
They got the rest of it.
Yeah,
it's floating.
Yeah.
I don't know what it means.
Well, shoot.
Like, it is unstuck.
Hopefully it's flying in the right direction.
That means we'll be able to get our toilet paper and coffee.
Yeah. Full moon helps.
So,
yeah. Rising tide lifts one boat.
Actually, the rising tide did make a difference.
Rising tide lifted one boat. There we go.
So I don't know what that's going to bring going through this year, but I know as emergency management-wise, I've had a lot of requests to try and, make some requests to the state and things like that to obtain gloves. So that may be, there's probably some premium costs that are going to start being incurred by these agencies just to get PPE again.
And I'm probably ignorant to it. Latex free? Mm-hmm. Have we always had latex free? Because there's allergies to latex?
Yes. And they have to be medical grade. They have to be, you know, so they're usually, it's usually not.
Is there such a thing as a
non-medical grade?
No, is there such a thing as a latex that is medical grade, or are they going to make it?
I don't even know if they make it.
Okay.
I have no idea. That's not a question I have.
On the gloves?
Mm-hmm. But I know that, like, thinking ahead in this, that you're going to probably start seeing some premium costs for PPE again, just like we did at the beginning of the pandemic a year ago, just because apparently... Mm-hmm. I don't know what's happening supply chain wise, but it's becoming pretty difficult.
I will, just me, I would not be surprised if there is more vaccine than people wanting to take it now, because there's a lot of negative things going out, even doctors, about taking the vaccine. But if then in September, if what they think happens, September, October, it picks up again, the virus, and you start seeing deaths occur, then I look for them to be looking at considering the vaccine again. I say that for the health department on their side. Through the summer, it may have to hold off for a while. But
I know you guys need direction from us. So,
well, I think so. If you're looking for action, and then just you know, as an observer, if you use the schools as the as the gauge, as everything else plays out, the percentage, you know, you can temper it to the dollar with the percentages applied to the schools, and that way you'd be able to.
What you're saying is we'll be able to make decisions on everything else and leave the schools out until we want to finalize.
Yeah, that way you know when the final number is, then there's your percentage all across the board, and you're done.
I kind of think that's what we did, the percentages, didn't we?
For the businesses?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I mean, because at this point, we could approve the application changes where we talked about, you know, the only public health or the only sanitizing and PPE for one, or removing the payroll. We could probably go that far and start working through.
If you don't care, give us something to vote on. Now, do you want to do that now, or do you want a couple days and we can come back?
Do you want to come back, say, Wednesday?
That's entirely up to.
About this payroll, because I've got.
Say again?
Do you want to go ahead and pay this payroll? Because I've got some that has COVID.
Yeah, that's. It's not going to amount to enough to matter.
I'm going to let her hold out the COVID. Then be paid for the COVID. Take it out of the. Are you taking out the cut out of the employees or out the?
No, just take it. Don't take it out of the. Do it how we've been doing it.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then we'll go from there. And then we do need to revisit the policy and say, hey, funds are. Unless we get more. But at the same time, I don't want people coming to work sick. So they need to know, hey, if they need the time off. But they better really be sick with COVID and not go fishing.
We'd say as long as the funds were available.
I know. Well, the funds are no longer available. have we had, thank you, have we had any, you leaving us?
I have to be in Stone County. I'm going to tour the 911 center.
We're a lot more fun than Stone County.
I'm the full places. I have to cover both counties.
Okay.
One other question: the entities that have been that will be denied, or are they being told in writing, or how?
I don't know. Have we denied anybody?
So we denied one, and they just get a notice of decision that says denied on there, unless you wanted to put a letter of some type with it.
Is in the private side.
Yeah.
I mean, we can do that. Or for more information, and they can contact you, and then you can get something from Travis to tell us why. Because that was all.
I want to make sure that I just refer to the appropriate channel once, if and when.
It was already, the notice of decision is already set up with a deny field.
Yeah, and there's only one that we denied.
So I don't know. So for those that were doing a percentage, do aside from me just writing it on that notice of decision,
I have talked with two of them that are on percentage, and they're fine. Now some of the others I've not reached out to, and I have not reached out to any of them that we have taken away due to it being non-PPP or non-whatever. Yep. So however you want to, whatever you think is appropriate there.
Well, and I mean, because I can, on the notice of decision, right, put on any of that, you know, you're approved for 75% or 73% or 80%, whatever.
Well, and the ones that aren't percentage based, like, and well, City of Branson.
That one, it would be.
There are certain
just
things there that
denied on.
Didn't qualify, but yet this is what did qualify. And
yeah. So everything goes to Melissa? If there's correspondence or a phone call or an email that comes to me,
first.
They go to her.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I just wanted to make sure.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you want that part of your 2% back, then you can handle it.
So they can be sure and get the correct answer. Because
exactly. Yeah, and then because then you know that way she has the direct line to
she's
Mr. Elliott, and
is.
That way you know we're out of that loop.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you.
So, yeah, do you want to bring something to us to vote? You said Wednesday?
Yeah, we could do it Wednesday, and honestly, I could take some of this information, the notes that I have, and just print it out as an exhibit to vote on. I think that may be.